Good morning again. It's still Tuesday, the 17th of January, 2012. I'm still Ruth, also known as R2UK. This is still my Audio Boo audio blog. There's been some discussion in the Audio Boo community, of which I am part, recently, with Nick Holloway Vox posing the question, who do we think we're talking to when we're booing? There's been some great responses, particularly, I think, my friends Simon and Yana, SM2N and JN2N, kind of capture my feelings as well, which is I don't really think about who's listening, because I'm frequently surprised that anyone listens. I think we've had this conversation before when we were talking about etiquette, the conversation that SM2N kicked off a little while ago. But yeah, it is a constant surprise and delight to me that anybody listens at all. But the one thing that I do know when I'm recording my boos is I know my mum listens to all of them, which is lovely. Thanks, Mum. So that kind of, if you like, that's in the back of my mind. I don't imagine that I'm talking to my mum, because I have very different conversations with my mum in real life than I do over audio. But audio boo's got that sort of level of impersonality about it. But that's kind of in the back of my mind, and that kind of moderates the stuff I say, I suppose. So, you know, there is some stuff I would talk about in a public boo, and my moderation for that is my mother is listening. So because I think there's some things that people just don't want to hear about, and if I use my mother as the, I don't think my mum would want to hear me talking about this moderation, then I reckon that's pretty good, hopefully, anyway. But generally when I'm talking, I'm just rambling on to myself. I don't really imagine anything. Although there's a lovely community in Audio Boo, and I love the fact that I can be mostly confident that there are a small group of people, at least, who will listen to the stuff that I say in my boo. And we frequently have these kind of discussions going around and bounce ideas backwards and forwards. So yeah, that's really nice. I like that. There was a follow-on discussion, which is actually a bit more interesting, I think, which Pilgrim Chris has started, about coming back sort of to etiquette again, and the use of Twitter handles or audio boo handles in a boo title. And this is something I do quite a lot. You'll quite often see me put out a boo and it's got specific people's names in the title. Now, Pilgrim Chris says that if he sees a boo with specific names in the title, he won't tend to listen to it, which I think is a shame, because certainly from my point of view, I don't intend that boo to only be listened to by an individual. I tend to follow the Twitter conventions in this matter, which is basically in Twitter you've got, I suppose, three different ways of communicating directly with an individual using their Twitter handle. If you send a tweet and you put their Twitter handle as the very first thing in the tweet, then that's kind of like a tweet that's directly aimed at them. And it won't appear in your timeline to other people unless they follow both you and the person you're talking to. So if I use my friend Simon, SM2N, as an example, if I start a tweet with @SM2N, you'll only see that tweet if you follow both of us. And it's likely that that's something that's more of a direct conversation between Simon and myself. But another way that you can do things in Twitter is that you can put some other text in the front of the tweet and then put people's names in. And that then becomes a public tweet that everyone can see. But it sort of pings up into the mentions of those particular people in a "you might be interested to see this" kind of a way. So when I do that in Twitter, and when I do it in audio boo, it's kind of, okay, this is a public tweet, it might be of interest to anybody, but I know it will be of particular interest to these people. So for example, this boo will have a public title, everybody will see it, but I will probably mention Nick Holloway Vox and Pilgrim Chris, and probably SM2N, because I've been talking about him as well. So just so that it pings up into the Twitter feeds of those individuals to say, you might want to listen to this because you mentioned in it. If I was going to do something completely private, I would send a DM. So to Pilgrim Chris, I would say, if you see something in my audio boo timeline, it's public domain. I don't mind anybody listening to it. If it's got people's names in it, that's because I think it's of particular importance to them. But certainly,